Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 27, The Personal Touch. Mark chapter 7, verse 31 through to verse 37. Hearing is a wonderful gift, allowing us to enjoy conversation, storytelling, poetry reading, music, and the sounds of the living world around us. If you are able, pause this video for a moment and listen. How many different things can you hear? Yet, sadly, hearing can fade, become distorted, or even vanish. It's painful when it does. We feel left out and lonely in a muffled or silent world. This is the world of a man brought to Jesus in Mark chapter 7. It has profoundly affected his life, particularly hindering his speech. His words haven't completely dried up, but it's hard to talk. So people who know him bring him to Jesus. Though Jesus is away from his Jewish homeland, they feel that he might help. And Jesus is willing to, though only in private. The privacy Jesus uses highlights an interesting point about Christianity. You know, some think of it as a service industry for the religiously needy. They see Jesus as a priest, a religious leader. Some think of Christianity as a movement for social good, to stimulate people to do better. They see Jesus as a do-gooder, a reformer. Some think of Christianity as a movement which wants to dominate the world. They see Jesus as a guru, maybe even as a politician, wanting to win a following. But each view misses a fundamental fact about Jesus, which our story brings out. Why does Jesus move this deaf man away from the crowd? He wants to deal with him personally, as an individual, to enter into the man's world. So when away from the crowd, Jesus places his fingers in the man's ears, touches the man's tongue, spits out with his own mouth. And then he looks upwards and sighs deeply. And these actions, they're not just like the passing hug of a do-gooder or the briefly concerned look on the face of a politician. This man, as he watches, feels that Jesus is wanting to stand with him, engage with him, and engage with God on his behalf. And yet, it's even more than that. Jesus is clearly not just a priest. He speaks a word in his own language, like a deeply personal cry, and it commands the world to change. And the world does. Suddenly, the man is flooded with sounds he's not heard in a long time, and words pour from his lips like a flood. Who is Jesus? He's not just one more celebrity leader, religious, social, political, having his 5 minutes of power, 5 minutes of fame. Jesus is far more than that. He is the Son of God, come to us where we are, entering into our lives, standing with us to save us from the mess we're in. You know, this deaf man in the end, he's all of us. We are all deaf. Maybe not to the sounds of nature or music or conversation, but deaf to God. Long ago, the human race lost its ability to hear God. Things he said to us became increasingly muffled, confused, uncertain. He was speaking clearly, but in our determination to do our own thing, we could no longer hear him. We destroyed our own hearing in regard to God. The things we said about him became jumbled and odd. Multiple viewpoints, religions, philosophies poured out, each disagreeing with the other. We lost the ability to speak about our Creator and why he made us, because we couldn't hear him anymore. But Jesus came to bring us back to God, to heal our spiritual deafness so we could hear the truth about our Maker, to heal our ability to speak so we could speak the truth about our Maker. Jesus came to deal with each one of us personally. Sure, it goes beyond that as well. I mean, when Jesus changes us, he then brings us into his kingdom and becomes for us the finest of leaders. He teaches God's way to live, which is a life of love towards others, seeking their best. He becomes the finest of social reformers. He links us to God and becomes the truest of priests, leading a worldwide church. But he begins by transforming individual lives. Christians are people who have been saved by Jesus Christ and now have a personal relationship with him. What do you think? Maybe you find the idea odd. Since Jesus clearly isn't around anymore, how can you have a personal relationship with him? But, says the Bible, he's not dead. After being murdered, he rose from his grave and is alive in heaven. And we can know him. That means his words in the Bible come alive as we hear them with a power that doesn't exist in any other book. As Jesus speaks to our souls. You know, if you listen to him in the Bible, you discover the world is just far more than you ever imagined, because your soul comes back to life. It's as though someone gave you back your hearing. The people in the story in Mark 7 ended up saying, "Jesus has done everything well." Every Christian says the same. You can find this too. Thank you for listening. I hope you make time to hear Jesus speak from the Bible, to discover the truth. Before you go, the story will be read out from the Bible. Listen to that. Take time to think, even to pray. And do return for the next talk.
Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon down to the Sea of Galilee and into the region of the Decapolis. There were some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged him to place his hand on the man. After he took him aside, away from the crowd, Jesus put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spat and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven and with a deep sigh said to him, "Ephphatha," which means "be opened." At this, the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded them not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak."